So why am I alive? Why did Hashem create me? Why did I wake up today? What am I supposed to be doing on a moment-to-moment basis? Step number one. The only reason Hashem created me is to give and share His goodness with me. Step number two. That goodness ultimately is experienced in Olam Haba, in the next world. Step number three. The only reason we exist in this world is in order to earn the next world, because Hashem in His great wisdom understood that the highest possible way that we can experience the highest possible pleasure is if we earn it in this world, ultimately experiencing it when we arrive in Olam Haba, in the next world. Bezrat Hashem, let us move now to step number four. And that is, how do we earn our place in the next world? We were put in this world for the sole purpose of earning our place in Olam Haba. So how exactly do we earn our place in the next world? Again, one may have different perspectives on this and suggest different suggestions. But what does Hashem Himself say in how we are to earn the next world? So coming from all the Torah commentaries, and again, that's Hashem's word, Hashem's own advice, an obvious method to earn the next world is to follow Hashem's instructions exactly as He prescribes them. So if Hashem tells us in His Torah, do X, Y, Z, perform these mitzvahs, we know that ultimately that is going to earn us our highest possible place in the next world. And that is why Hashem is commanding us to perform those mitzvahs. Hashem doesn't need us for His sake to perform the mitzvahs, meaning He didn't have to create us. He only created us for our goodness, so that we have an opportunity being in this world to follow His guidelines, and by doing so, earning our highest place in the next world. Again, we're completely unfamiliar with what it means to be in Olam Haba. How are we to know exactly the right method of how to earn the next world? And maybe we would get it partially right, but partially wrong. So we look in the Torah that guides us exactly how to earn the next world. So following Hashem's mitzvahs is an obvious method of earning our place in the world to come. And in the same vein, anything Hashem tells us not to do, we obviously should stay away from, because Hashem understands the system, the mechanism that He created of how we earn the next world by being in this world. And if He created a world in His wisdom, an Olam Hazeh, that has the potential to do both good and also evil, because otherwise, how are we earning anything? We have to have an opportunity to choose good or to choose bad in order to earn our place in the next world. So if He says these are the good things and these are the bad things, we are to listen to Him and follow His guidelines in order to earn our place in the next world. Following Hashem's instructions in a very simplified description is to perform His mitzvahs, which includes actively performing all of the commandments, the positive commandments, the rabbinic commandments, staying away and not committing any of the transgressions. Any form of Torah learning is really a mitzvah, a commandment. Anytime we perform an act of kindness, charity, etc., it all ultimately falls under the category of performing Hashem's mitzvahs. Working on our character also ultimately falls under the category of following Hashem's instructions. So really, it's very simple. Whether we understand the instructions, whether we don't understand the instructions, we see what we have to do, and we have a Torah, and we have all the literature, right from the beginning all the way down to the end of rabbinic literature, which ultimately is Hashem's word Himself. We look there for the guidance of what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do, and that ultimately earns us Olam Haba. However, the ultimate purpose of being in this world is encapsulated and explained upon by the Torah commentaries in one word.